Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
But my job is not to be popular. My job, although it helps, my job is to do the right things for Canada now and do the right things for Canadians a generation from now.
If your job is not to be popular, but you want to do the right thing, why are you telling the CBC in Quebec that you think about quitting your job every day? Doesn't make any sense. And then you say the job is boring. Now, you really can't talk out of both sides of your mouth at the same time. What makes sense, and makes sense to a lot of our listeners, is the email that I received from one of our listeners yesterday, and I'm just calling him George. That's not his real name. I did try to get in touch with this listener and asked him to come on the program, but didn't hear back. But it's a great email, and it's been very, very well received by listeners across the country and by Dr. Eric Kam yesterday. Let me just read you the email before we get on to the rest of the agenda here. And it was sent to Jagmeet Singh, Justin Trudeau, Stephen Guilbeault, Chrystia Freeland, and then CC'd to Pierre Poilievre and me. And George writes, if you haven't heard this yet, have a listen. Honorable members, I've reached out many, many times before, but now we're pretty much caved in financially. Even after I've been working almost 60 hours overtime a month just to keep my family warm this winter and eat $1 noodle cups. Stop the attack on the lower and middle class. Just stop it, please. I thought that Jagmeet was the voice and support of the working class. No longer. Please, stop, stop, stop. Driving us into oblivion. Learn what it means to pump a tank of gas and go to a grocery store. You are horrible custodians of our country, and you should all be fired. Scrap the carbon tax on home heating everywhere. Absolutely disgusting. No sense of reality of everyday Canadians. And then he added, I didn't include this yesterday. Here's the last sentence. Please resign if your pensions haven't vested at the cost of almost 40 million Canadians having been decimated financially. Then he puts in brackets, Jagmeet. And one of our callers yesterday in the first hour, in the first segment, after we played the interview for you that we recorded, pre-recorded, with Pierre Poilievre, the leader of the Conservative Party, of course, one of our callers pointed out, and quite astutely, that April the 1st isn't just the date for the next carbon tax increase. April 1st is also the date for the next salary increase for all members of Parliament. Cost of living, etc. None of them turned that down. They whine and bellyache at each other about everything else, but when it comes to money, everybody's on the same page. Anyway, I wanted to read that to you, and I want you to please keep it in mind. What we're doing now is I'm going to play back just two clips from my interview with Mr. Poilievre, and then we'll open the phone lines. So here's the first part, or the first question of the first part of my interview with the Conservative Party leader yesterday. Mr. Poilievre, let's begin with the carbon tax increase scheduled for approximately 2 weeks from now, April 1st. Mr. Trudeau says in response to multiple premiers calling on him to postpone the increase that they're short-term thinkers and that his job is not to be popular. And you and the Conservative Party will force parliamentary votes on this issue this coming week. Do you have a chance of derailing the April 1st tax increase?
I believe we do, Roy. After 8 years of Trudeau, everything costs more. 200 million people are lined up at a food bank. Some are having to jump into dumpsters in order to get a meal. I spoke to a food bank in St. John's just the other day, where they say that their demand is up 45%. Canadians cannot afford to pay any more Trudeau taxes. So we've mounted a massive tax revolt to spike the hike and axe the tax.
Okay, so there's the first question that had to do with the carbon tax. And axe the tax and spike the hike. The federal carbon price will go up $15. On the 1st of April, it'll go to $80 from $65 per ton. So that's going to mean more money that you're putting out. And when the feds come back at you, when the liberals come back at you and they say, oh, well, if we axe the tax, you're not going to get the rebate. We spoke with the parliamentary budget officer on this program several occasions, and just recently, it was the last weekend. Yves Giroux joined us, and he said, except for the people who are most challenged economically in this country, the carbon tax is not revenue neutral, and you're not getting money back. It'll cost you more. If you're middle class, it's definitely going to cost you more. That's from Mr. Yves Giroux. So then I brought up with Mr. Polyev the issue of the Premier of British Columbia, David Eby, responding to Mr. Polyev's letter to the Premier, suggesting that he become involved and engaged and support the majority of premiers in this country and Mr. Polyev in calling for spike the hike and axe the tax. Have a listen. Mr. Polyev, let me come back to the carbon tax. BC Premier David Eby answered your letter to him asking Mr. Eby to support the majority of Canada's premiers and you by adding his name to the call by the premiers to halt plans for a carbon tax increase on the 1st of April. Mr. Eby accuses you of operating a baloney factory. What do you say?
Well, his constituents can't even afford to buy baloney after 8 years of him, the NDP and Liberal coalition, because housing costs have doubled. The carbon tax is quadrupling. Inflation is its worst in 40 years. That's his and Justin Trudeau's record. And now he wants to raise the tax another 23% and quadruple the tax over a five-year period. That is absolutely insane. So he should talk to his own citizens in British Columbia who can't afford to eat, heat, and house themselves, and join with the seven other premiers who called on Trudeau to spike this April 1st tax hike.
Okay, again, the carbon tax is going up by $15 on the 1st of April. It'll go to $80 per ton from $65. And it's going to be applied in all of the provinces except Quebec and British Columbia, because Quebec and British Columbia have their own provincial carbon pricing systems. Let me read you George's email again. Honorable members, I've reached out many, many times before, but now we're pretty much caved in financially, even after I've been working almost 60 hours overtime a month just to keep my family warm this winter and eat $1 noodle cups. Stop the attack on the lower and middle class. Just stop it, please. I thought that Jugmeet was the voice and support of the working class. No longer. Please stop, stop, stop. Driving us into oblivion. Learn what it means to pump a tank of gas and go to the grocery store. You are horrible custodians of our country, and you should all be fired. Scrap the carbon tax on home heating everywhere. Absolutely disgusting. No sense of reality of everyday Canadians. Please resign if your pensions haven't vested at the cost of almost 40 million Canadians having been decimated financially. Brackets Jugmeet. I would not be reading you this email again if we didn't have such tremendous response to it on the air by way of email. I saw it on social media as well. And Dr. Eric Kam, macroeconomics professor at Toronto Metropolitan University, good friend, great friend of this program. Yesterday, when I read that, he just absolutely totally agreed with George's email. Let me come to you at 1-800-263-2428. 1-800-263-2428. Does George's email resonate with you? Does George's email make sense to you? Do you believe that Canadians are being overwhelmed disproportionately with taxation, including the carbon tax? 1-800-263-2428. Is it time for the carbon tax to at least be shelved for the April 1st increase? And maybe, as Mr. Poilievre says, axed completely. What's your point of view? I'll go to your calls in about 30 seconds. Just want to read you a text that we got yesterday, because I've been thinking about this. 1-877-399-9898. Dear Roy, senior citizen, hip replacement, on chemo currently. Live on around $20,000 per year. Live 12 miles from the nearest town and 3.5 miles from my own mailbox. How in the world would I ever live without being able to drive a car? A bicycle? Pony? These idiots in charge have not the faintest clue how we really live. I had to stop buying groceries in order to afford the gasoline to get to my surgery and tests in November, December, and January. Disgraceful. Disgraceful. And that's from a listener in Manitoba. All right. Let's get to your calls at 877-399-9898. Daniel in Toronto.
Hi, Roy.
Hi, Daniel.
I'm going to give you a taste of the reality in the greater Toronto area, which is where I'm from. My family is in the banquet hall business. The Vaughan Maple Woodbridge area is the hub of banquet halls in the province of Ontario. Now, we've got over 60% of our staff that are not working for salaries, but rather they are content with bringing home trays of lasagna, veal cutlets, and various food after weddings, as opposed to being paid. So we've got literally mothers and fathers with families and children that are working 7 to 9 hours and are happy with bringing home about $500 worth of food from the banquet hall to feed their family instead of being paid.
What a statement. What a statement, Daniel. And we've been hearing that about food banks being overstressed, no longer being even able to keep up across this country. That is one heck of a reality check. Daniel in Toronto, let's go to Surrey, British Columbia, and hook up with Jim. Jim, what can you add to this conversation?
Good morning, Roy, and so glad to hear that you're healthy, doing well, and on the radio. That does my heart good, and I'll continue to say that for as long as I phone you, sir.
All right. Thank you, Jim. I really appreciate it very much.
Okay. Out here in BC, we got the highest of everything out here. The highest food, the highest rent, the highest mortgage, you name it. Two carbon taxes right now. Gas, $1.98 a liter. And going up over $2 apparently shortly. That letter you read on air, it just brought a tear to my eye. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. But this coalition government has seemed to come out as an assault on the Canadian people on every single angle, not just food, but everything. I don't get where they're coming from. It's just a nonstop assault on the Canadian people. And do they need to resign? Yesterday.
Jim, have a listen to this. Just have a listen.
But my job is not to be popular. My job, although it helps, my job is to do the right things for Canada now and do the right things for Canadians a generation from now.
That's your prime minister.
Well, whoever wrote that was in a room with no windows. That's who wrote that speech.
Yeah, and it's a boring job that he thinks of leaving every day. But, you know, I open the phone lines on this, Jim, and they just light up. There's no hesitation. Everything just absolutely lights up. I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Kathy's in Turtleford, Saskatchewan. Hi, Kathy.
Hi there. I 100% agree with George's letter, and I have sent many similar letters to every politician I can possibly think of. And every caller that's called in this morning has expressed the same feelings as I have. This government is absolutely killing the middle class and lower class people. And I do not understand the motivations behind it. And as far as the NDP party, what Jasmine Singh has done is he's absolutely decimated that party federally. It has no more credibility. He's had the opportunity to make a difference to the Canadian people, and he is absolutely turned against them. So I expect to see that in the next election, the results of what he's done.
Kathy, thank you very much. Kathy from Saskatchewan.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.